Chapter 16, Discovering the Truth. Back in the cellar of the church, Berenius was furiously flicking through the ancient scrolls in the dimly lit room, looking for more records about strange incidents that had occurred around the village green. The torch that was providing him with light was slowly fading. Berenius needed to make his way back up to the church before the torch light died, and he became lost in the darkness. Berenius swiftly climbed up the wooden staircase back into the church. Absalon was busy praying and did not see Berenius sneak past him and out of the building into the cobblestone courtyard. He looked around to see if anyone was watching him, but noticed nothing. He didn't want it to look as though he was heading anywhere in particular, and tried to look as casual as he could as he strolled towards the village green. Berenius stood in the centre of the village green and looked around him. He could see nothing, see the stalls in the market with their striped canvas, the greenswell, along with the inn. Nothing that seemed to be of interest to him, though. He turned and wandered back the way he had come until he reached the collapsed tower near to the stocks. He noticed that poor Anastas was still held within the stocks, but also that Brom was sitting by the side of him, handing him food and seemingly caring for him. That seemed strange to Berenius, but he didn't have time to stop and ask Brom why he was helping the scavenger. He would do that later, once he had found the answers about the mystery of the village green. The pit caught his attention. He approached it slowly and peered into it. It was a dark, damp and smelly hole that was used by everyone as a rubbish pit. A tear ran from his eye as he inhaled the acrid smell rising from the seemingly bottomless pit. He began to wonder just what might this be used for. Could this be a den for a huge mysterious creature? He thought, how could I get down there? The pit is too hard to climb down. I need to find another way. He headed to the inn to sit and ponder how he was going to get under the ground. Meanwhile, Perenelle was finishing an ale to give him courage before he met Marion at the gatehouse. He stood up and walked out of the inn.